ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभाम् व्यास शंकर मध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्य पर्यन्ताम् वंदे गुरु परंपराम् श्रुति स्मृति पुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पाद शंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सहनाववतो सहनौ भुनक्तो सह वीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति 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 ओम वांग मे मनसि प्रतिष्ठिता मनो मे वाचि प्रतिष्ठितम् आविराविर्मये धी वेदस्य मानीस्थः श्रुतं मे मा प्रहासीः अनेनाधीतेनाहोरात्रान् संदधामि ऋतं वदिष्यामि सत्यं वदिष्यामि तन्मामवतो तद्वक्तारमवतो अवतु माम् अवतु वक्तारमवतु वक्तारम् ओम शांति 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 ओम वांग मे मनसि प्रतिष्ठिता 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 मनो मे वाचि प्रतिष्ठितम् मनो मे वाचि प्रतिष्ठितम् आविराविर्मयेधि आविराविर्मयेधि आणीस्थः वेदस्य मानीस्थः श्रुतं मे मा प्रहासीः श्रुतं मे मा प्रहासीः अनेनाधीतेनाहोरात्रान् संदधामि नाधीतेनाहोरात्रान् संदधामि ऋतं वदिष्यामि सत्यं वदिष्यामि तन्मामवतो तद्वक्तारमवतो अवतु माम् अवतु वक्तारमवतु वक्तारम् ओम शांति शांति शांति
सी प्रेजेंटिंग दि थ्री अबोड्स थ्री आवसथाः is really to make us think and understand our helplessness. It is to help us recognize our problem. We do not even know that there is such a problem of samsara. People really do not know what exactly the problem is. We have the problem, but we do not know what the problem is. See, recognition of the very disease is very important. when we have some symptoms of the disease, a given disease, and we suffer the symptoms, and we really do not know there is a problem, recognition of the problem is very important. Only then you can find an appropriate solution. We do not know what samsara is. There is samsara. Do we know that how helpless we are? There is. And this is why the avasatas are simply, the Upanishad presence means what? What choice do you have about being in the form of the bija, purusha bija? What choice do you have about being the form of the garbha, the mother's womb? And what choice do we have about being born with the given this body? And having been born, what choice do we have about, you know, going through whatever we are ordained to go through? What choice do we have? That is why we teach initially in the very beginning, let us all have prasada buddhihi. Understand Ishwaraha. Bhagavan is in the form of the universal law and order. And all that we go through in our life, coming to this third abode, and we live this life, and once when this parabdha ends, again we go back to there's the first abode, choicelessly. You have no choice. You are not asked, are you interested in going back? Can we change your room? We can shift from Prayag to this SR. No shifting business is possible. No choice. Which means that we have to really understand our helplessness and choicelessness. I'm repeating these two words, very important words, which Swamiji always mentions. Choicelessness and helplessness. The understanding this helplessness is what understanding of samsara. Once you are here means, and that you live your life, the situations, of course, your disease come, you have your own limitations, of course, ajnanam is there, anadikalataha, ajnanam has been there, and you are ignorant of your ignorance. As a result of ignorance, what we go through is what? Result of ignorance, of course, very helplessly you are endowed with this body, mind, sense complex, and naturally identity with this complex is very easy, effortless here. Once you identified with this means all other problems come, which means the sense of limitation, the fundamental common human fundamental problem of the sense of smallness, sense of inadequacy, centered on I, that is the problem. And that problem is caused by your wrong identity and all superimposition, caused where moola karanam is what? Avidya ajnanam. And this ignorance of ignorance is there, which is innocence. So innocent that we do not even know that we are ignorant. There is moola ajnanam. Ignorance of the moolam, ignorance of the very truth, ignorance of the very self. There is ignorance is there. Ignorance being there, helplessly, all wrong identity, as a result of which the desires, and then sometimes we all come and tell, come on, may you all not have desires. Suppress your desires, give up your desires, give up your anger. All this sometimes we also hear from people, you know, if you give up your desires, then you can, all desires are the cause for your problems. It is not easy, isn't it? Diseases are naturally there. What choice do we have about having the disease? The disease may differ from person to person, but diseases are there. And those desires, that is why, you know, prakriti jaihi gunaihi avashaha karyam karyate. Repeatedly you are impelled to do something or the other. Physically you have to be doing something. At least sleeping. There's also a form of action. You know, you have to be doing something or other physically, because that is how whatever the mind tells, the body just obeys. What choice do we have? The mind instructs, the body does. The body is involved in form of action or the other, some of things, whatever the mind feels. The mind tells, don't go to the class, go there. Mind tells, go to the class, go there. Mind tells, come on, nothing goes in sleep. Don't try to keep awake. Don't try to listen what the teacher says, whether she understand or not. Just try to listen, hear what the person is saying. Doesn't matter what you understand or not. No. Now just, whatever the mind says, the body does. Which means your helplessness. You have no choice about doing the actions. You may have choice over the actions using your will. You can choose to do a given action, to avoid, you can refrain from the other action, but you have no choice about doing the action because you have to be doing something or the other. That is the nature of the very prakriti. That's how the body is, that's how the mind is, because the constantly disease arise and which are the expressions of your fundamental problem of sense of inadequacy, sense of smallness, centered on I, and which is caused by ajnanam, self-ignorance. Therefore, you have to understand the root cause of the problem happens to be ajnanam. And the disease being very natural as a symptom of the disease of fundamental problem. Therefore, what happens? You do actions means choicelessly the actions do produce. Again, what? The results. That is the law. No action goes without producing the result. Therefore, actions do produce the results. And the punyam or papam, right action or wrong action, whether the actions are in conformity with dharma or not, results do come. When results come in and they have to be exhausted, the results may take their own time to fructify, but they have to be exhausted. Those actions are always there. You know, prarabdha. In the Sanchitam, you already accumulated a lot, and Parabdha, once you are exhausting, and that's why the Parabdha unfolds the whole present life. When you are in the third avasataha, you are, you know, every present life is what? The third abode, you know, that you are, the Parabdha is unfolding means, again, what choice do you have? They're all already ordained, predetermined fruits of actions of your own past will-involved actions, and which are determined by Bhagavan in the form of natural laws. That is why we have no say over whatever comes in life. We cannot undo them, we cannot change them. Why? Because they are determined by the natural laws. Why do the laws determine? The laws are Bhagavan. They determine because they are all results of the actions. You know, results of the actions. That's why they come. Once you clap the hands, you can't avoid the sound coming from your clapping because that is the order. That is how the physical law works, the natural law works. Therefore, the laws determine these fruits means they do follow. And that's why we always say, see all of them as prasadaha. Why prasadaha? Gift from Bhagavan. They're determined by the natural laws. So you understand them, but they have their own limitations. They are not agama apayinaha, anityaha. They come and go. They are time bound in nature, but still they do come. There is a time you go through that pain or pleasure that is definitely there. That is why we say, learn to endure them. Have titiksha. How can you endure them? Have this Ishwara prasada buddhihi. See them as prasadaha, understand the nature that they come and go, and live your life. We teach this attitude of entertaining the attitude of seeing everything as Bhagavan's gift, prasada buddhihi. Prasada buddhya sarvatsyapi svikarnam in jivane, in life. That is taught. That why? Because we have no choice. Which means one has to go through choicelessly prarabdha karma phalam. Which means, let me do anything I want to do. No, that is why you are taught what. But here, when the question of performing an action comes, definitely you have to use your knowledge of right and wrong. Use your willpower, buddhi shaktihi. Bhagavan has given you the power of discerning. Use your power of discerning. Use your knowledge of right and wrong. And use your willpower also. Definitely before doing karmasu kaushalam yogaha, think well before doing and choose to do the right and refrain from the wrong. That's the only way you can protect yourself at least later on by preparing your mind for knowledge. That choice, you know, that being careful, being prudent in choosing the right action, avoiding the wrong action is what also we say yogaha. And later on, whatever comes in life, seeing it as acceptance also karma yogaha. All those things are taught because there is choicelessness in terms of whatever comes in life, they are determined already. It is what is paradha, isn't it? Which means that is how you go through the samsara also here in the present, very present life. Once the paradha ends, does the life come to an end? No. Again, punarapijananam, again there is a continuity, which means endlessly it will be going on as long as ajnanam is protected and kept safe in your buddhi, in your mind, this ajnanam will continue. That is why Shastram really emphasizes here, please understand there is your helplessness, there is samsaraha, understand, which means there is no way of escaping from here. And for which jnanam is the only means that one has to understand. See, that's what becoming, if a mature person can really see this problem of helplessness in terms of life of transmigration being here, life doesn't come to an end at all. Life has no beginning, life has no end. But in between, you know, the samsara, really one has to go through. That is there, understanding this problem itself, what? Actually very... aim of the purpose of this presentation of three avasathaha here. Okay, so we saw that. Now later on, as a jivaha, when a person understands this problem and when he really, you know, becomes, once you understand the problem, then you want to know how to come out of, get rid of, get over this, overcome this samsaraha, samsara sagarat uddhartam prayatnaha, know how to get oneself uplifted from this ocean of samsara. For when a person tries, that is where the answer comes. Then this person really, with the help of Shastram, with the help of Sampradaya, with Guruhu, this person understands and now being taught, he attains the jnanam. Only through jnanam one can get out of this samsara. That is also in hinted here. Thereafter, we saw the last verse. Such a wise person, if he turns back and sees his own past, how it would have been, we saw that as the expression of Vamadeva Rishihi. Let us read it now, and from there we will continue with the new present class. Garbhenusa taduktam rishina. Garbhenusan means being present, remaining in the very form of, in the form of fetus in mother's womb. Anvesham. Avedam. So anvesham, avedam. Yesterday I told you to respect and understand. Anvavedam. Okay. Yesham anvavedam. So yesham. Okay. San anveshamavedam. Aham. Have you found the page? Okay. Aham. Devanam. Janimani. Vishwa. So let me quickly say that. So anu esham, that we have split it there. Anvavedam. So esham devanam janmani anvavedam. Anvavedam aham. So I came to know of all the creations of all the beings, all these bodies, all these sense organs, which means I know that all of them are created, that I came to know, which means I am different from all of them. I am the knower of all of them. If I am different from all these known which are created, I am not created. Okay, I am different from all of them that I came to know. Then who am I now? Then, which means I am the one who is different from all these known which are created. I am the knower. I, the knower, am the awareness, the consciousness. I am, which is Param Brahma. I am the truth of the whole that I came to know. He says then, Shatam Mapuraha Ayasihi Arakshan. ஷேனஹ இவ ஜவசா நிரதீயம் இதி. சோ ஹியர் ஐஸ் டோல்ட் அஸ் டுடே ஆயசிஹி இஸ் சிங்குலர் வேர்ட், இட் ஷுட் மே பி ஆயஸ்யஹ. ஓகே, பிகாஸ் புரஹ இஸ் அ துருள் வேர்ட். சோ ஆயஸ்யஹ புரஹ, இட் மஸ்ட் ஹவ் பீன் தி பாடி இஸ் மேட் ஆஃப் அயன். டஸ் இட் மீன் ரியலி பாடிஸ் ஆர் மேட் ஆஃப் அயன்? நோ, வி ஆல்ரெடி நோ, வி நோ தட் இஸ் ஆயஸ்யஹ புரஹ மீன்ஸ் the iron bodies means what? It means the strong bodies. Strong means what? It is very strong means that abode from where you cannot escape easily. It is that strong, isn't it? Easily, getting rid of the assumption of physical bodies is not easy. See, once you have the physical body, you will have identity with the body. Once the identity with the body is, you will be subject to all limitations. Once you are subject to all limitations, you will have the notion that you are limited being means, then naturally the sense of inadequacy, sense of smallness would be centered on I, and there comes all the wrong notions about the self, and entertaining the wrong notions about yourself is the problem. The actual problem lies in what? The notional. Actually, there's no real problem. The problem is in your notion, isn't it? If the body is really, you're encaged like a bird. Really, the bird is really encaged in a cage, isn't it? Iron, made of iron. It is easy to break, however strong the real cage is, still you can make all possible efforts to break open it and get out of it. It is easy. But here, there's no really, body does not imprison you. But still, being endowed with the body is what now? An imprisonment. Like it is as though imprisoned. Why? Because being endowed with the body makes you what? Have identity with the body. Thereby you have all wrong notions that you entertain as sense of smallness and sense of inadequacy on the I. Therefore, what happens? This is the problem. So really body does not imprison you. Body cannot imprison you. Like what? Like the space, the pot is there. The very pot exists in space. But when the pot, the space obtaining within the pot, being already part of what? Indivisible, partless whole, the space. It is never a part space. It's always the Mahan Akashaha. It's always the total space. Similarly, here you are always already fullness, already limitlessness, already happiness, you're already all pervasive, timeless, all knowing, Paramatma, you are already awareness. But still, the notion is what? I am a limited being. The notion is here. For that, the entertainment of the notion, the cause is what? Identity with the body. Identity with the body, the cause is what? You're being endowed with the body. And endowment of body is what? Because you're born again and again. Why? Because of the karma phalam. Why karma phalam is there? Because the karma you did. Why did the karmas? Because you had desires. You had the thoughts which impelled you to do karma. Why you had the thoughts? Because you had wrong notions. That you are small. You had sense of inadequacy. Why? Because you had wrong identity. Why? Because you had ajnanam. Again goes back to what? Ajnanam only. That is why this ajnana karana bhuta, isn't it? This wrong, the bondage is in the notion. There's no real bondage. And that is why that notion has to be resolved now. That is why the cognitive bondage, isn't it? Bondage is number of no. Either what you need is not the physical shift. You cannot come out of, physically coming out of the body is not the freedom. Really speaking, you need the cognitive shift here. That is why here we say the strong bodies means what? Bodies are not really strong. Because of the wrong notions you have got the body, therefore it is strong, it is said to be strong body, very difficult. Now physically coming out is easy. All that you need is just kill yourself, finish, you come out of the body. That is not the really freedom, isn't it? That is why we have to understand very carefully here. The strong ayaha, ayasihi puraha, ayasihi puraha, ayasyaha puraha, ayasihi, no puhu you should say. Okay. The strong bodies, because there's no way of coming out, getting rid of the body unless and until you have jnanam. See, you can avoid the assumption of the body only if your mind is totally resolved. The total resolution of the mind should happen for not assuming another body. Only then you had videha muktihi. For the total resolution of the mind, mind should not be there for you not to assume another body. How can you can't undo your mind, you cannot destroy your mind. See, in order to resolve your mind for good, you must have all your desires resolved for good. How can you resolve, or not, you cannot give up your desires, you cannot suppress your desires, you cannot undo your desires, you cannot destroy, kill your desires, but definitely you can resolve all your desires. Resolving is different from destroying. Only by resolving all your desires, having your desires resolved, you can resolve the entire mind. So having one's desires resolved is as good as having one's entire mind resolved. So resolution of the desires is possible only when you are free from the problem of sense of inadequacy or sense of smallness centered on I. You need not undo your desire. Let me give up my desire for this, desire for this. Not one by one, you cannot give up desires. You cannot, let me see what all this I can give up. You cannot plan and program like, no, I have all these desires, let me give up all those desires. That is not practical. That is not here. The desires you cannot give up. The desires have to give you up. They have to drop themselves. Is it possible? Yes. Without your effort, desires will leave you and go away. Desires will drop. Desires will not rise. They will drop naturally. How? That's called resolution of the desires. You don't need to. They will drop when? If you are free from this fundamental problem of sense of inadequacy, sense of smallness centered on I. I am small. I am unhappy. I am insignificant. I am inadequate. I am small in terms of knowledge. I am small in terms of position. I am small in terms of possession. I am small in terms of influence. I am small in terms of what not, manpower, I am small in terms of money power, all this smallness, in terms of so many things, you all of them, that smallness centered on I am inadequate, isn't it? That other inadequacy and smallness, I'm repeating these two words, again Puja Swamiji's own words, as they are, inadequacy and smallness, sense of inadequacy, centered on I, that has to resolve. You're free from that fundamental problem, then you need not make any effort to drop your desires. They will leave you, they will drop themselves. Understand? For which? How to resolve this problem now? Our fundamental problem of sense of smallness, sense of inadequacy centered on I, that the wrong notions, all the wrong notions one entertains about oneself will resolve naturally if there is jnanam, if there is vision, clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of the self being pure consciousness, Brahma. Which means when you see yourself as I am the experiencer, I am the knower, I am the observer, I am the knower, I am the experiencer, knower, then I am different from all the known. There's no doubt. I am not the known, very, very well understood. If I am the experiencer, a subject of knowledge, then who am I? When you understand that experience, I the experiencer am none other than nothing but Brahma Chaitanyam, the pure awareness, the pure consciousness. When you understand, when the I is shifted from, I sense is shifted from the body mind sense complex to the pure consciousness. It is not a physical thing. It is not even, I don't want to say, this is purely cognitive. Cognitively you shift. How you understand? I told once, one of the satsang class also, when you understand, the opaque things shine because they are illumined, because there is illumination, because there is illuminator, and the illuminator here is none other than the light. And you say there is an illuminator because of whose presence alone all these opaque things shine. You are very clear. But is there an illuminator? Is illumining is an action here. It is not an action, just the swarupam. And that illuminator is none other than light. When you understand, resolve the illuminator in the light. There is no illuminator, there is only light. No, we understand, humanly here also, there is no knower, experiencer, other than the awareness. Understand, resolve the knower in pure awareness, the pure consciousness, which you are going to see in the next chapter. How we are going to do the enquiry is going to come in the next chapter. Okay, when you arrive at it, now the I sense, now I shifted from the body mind sense complex to the awareness, then when you have this clear, doubt-free, ascertain vision of the self, experience of being the pure consciousness Brahman, then the right wrong identity is resolved. In the vision of the self being Brahman, then all the wrong notions resolve, the fundamental problem resolves, the desires resolve. That's why Kundod Kailasam, all the problems resolve simultaneously. You know, in one vision, everything goes. Don't need to separately send them. Let desire go, karma go, everything goes. No. Even what resolves? My God, even the kartrutvam goes. Once I am the doer, notion will resolve. I am the enjoyer, notion resolves. When, where is, if you are not the doer, where is the punyam for you? Where is the papam for you? You have heard in Swamiji's, this other class. Punyam resolves, papam resolves. Parap, you know, Sanchita karma is not there, agami karma is also not there. You are free from all of them. This understanding of the self being already free from all the karmas is what? Actually muktihi. Understanding is muktihi. Freedom from the wrong notions you entertain about yourself is the freedom from mind. Understand? One, the desires resolve means all the jealousy, anger, hatred, all other shad ripavaha, or shad arihi, shad arayaha, all of them resolve. Having resolved all these thoughts is what? In fact, once you have, you resolve them, as long as Parudha is there, the mind will be there. Only Parudha gets exhausted as a jivan muktaha. When you leave the physical body, then what happens? Then that mind resolves for good. Jivan muktasya manaha manasaha nashaha bhavati. Understand? Nashaha means there is no really absolute destruction. It resolves. That mind will not exist. The jivan muktas mind will not exist afterwards, after the departure. Understand? After the death, fall of the physical body. The jivan muktaha dies, ajnani also dies. What happens to the mind of the jivan muktaha? One who is jivan muktaha is the one who is free while living. How he is free? Where is the freedom? He is still in the same physical body. He still has the mind. He still has the sense. He still eats. He is still hungry. He is still thirsty. He still eats, drinks, walks around. He does like, he behaves like any other ajnani, but still what, where is the difference? Difference is in vision, in perspective, in buddhihi. Isn't it? The shift has taken place, the perspective change has taken place, has happened now, because for jivan muktaha, aham absolutely, even though I'm relatively endowed with the body, mind, sense complex, I'm an individual having all these, you know, body, physical problems, emotional, everything, but I am free from all of them. Absolutely, I am the awareness. Aham Brahma Asmi. That vision is there. Hachat Jeevan Muktaha, who is free while living. You know, he's free from his mind because of his objective towards the world, objective towards the mind, objective towards his own mind and body. Being objective towards one's own mind is the real freedom. Freedom while living. Jeevan Neva Mukti, he means being objective, being able to be objective towards one's own mind, which means all the, no, a person is really free. That objectivity, you know, that muktaha, when that person also, he also goes through the parabdha of the objectivity, unafflictedly, when the person goes through the parabdha, when he departs from the physical body, what happens? Punaha bijarupena tritena, again, this tritiyam janma, isn't it, is not there. Bijarupena, again, he does not go back to other father's body in the form of a sperm. Why? Mind is not there. Mind is resolved. Mind becomes resolved. That's called videha muktihi. One must be a jivan muktaha for one later on to become the videha muktaha. Understand? He becomes free from bondage for good. Attains videha muktihi. He is free. That is possible. Therefore, that is what we say, niradiyam. When here this rishi says niradiyam, Vamadevaha said niradiyam, I came out. Mean as a jivan mukta he says, but we are going to see now later on what is going to happen. I am free from the body. While living, he says, aham niradiyam, I came out of the wrong notions. I am the body, mind, hence complex. Therefore, being in the body, I am free. So he says, just as the bird with all force comes out of the cage, I also got rid of this imprisonment of body. Body imprisonment, how? With the strength and force of jnanam. That he says, iti, okay. Garbhe eva yetat shayanaha vamadevaha evam uvacha. So vamadevaha said this, said thus, evam, in this manner, thus, ividamaha uvacha had said. Where did he say this? Shayanaha, lying down, still staying, remaining, where? Garbe san, garbe shayanaha eva, etat vamadevaha evam uvacha. Okay, let us go to next verse now. Saha evam vidvan asmat sharira bhedat urdhva utkramya amushmin swarge loke sarvan kaman aptva amrutas samabhavat. Saha evam vidvan. Now Upanishad goes to another completely different sentence. Gives saha. Saha means that person. Which person? Whichever person. Yaha ko, yah kopi. Whoever it is. Evam vidvan. Vidvan means the one who knows. One who knows in this manner. Just as this Vamadevaha knows. Any other rishi knows. Knows what? I the self am Brahma. Aham Brahma Asmi. I myself am Shuddha Chaitanyam, I am the pure consciousness, I the knower am pure consciousness, different from all that is here. But all that is here is what? There is nothing which is different from me. I am different from all of them, but nothing is different from me. I am the whole. Aham idam sarvam iti yaha veda. The one who has this vision of the self being Brahman, Brahman being the whole, thereby the one who has the vision of the self being the whole, such a person, yaha evam veda, one who knows, one who has the vision of the Vamadevaha. Vision of Vamadevaha means what? The one who has the, what is the vision of Vamadevaha? I am the whole. Okay? The one who has the same vision of Vamadevaha is said to be here Vidwan. Saha evam Vidwan. What happens to him? He says, Asmat Sharira Bedat. See, Sharira Bedaha, the word Bedaha here means Nashaha. Sharira Bedat means Sharira Nashat. Okay. See, the Sharira Nashaha should be taken in two ways. One Nasha is what? Relative destruction of relative. How can it destroy the body here? If you think resolving the body is also what? Destruction of the body. This person has resolved the body. You know, resolved the body. Negated the body as non-self, and negated the sense organs as non-self, negated the organs of actions as non-self, negated the pranas as non-self, negated the mind as non-self, buddhi as non-self, chittam as non-self, even ahankara as anatma, and negate all of them as anatma. Later on, aham atma chaitanam, he understands. Later on, anatma has no independent existence of its own. Then negate, resolves the anatma in atma. Then says what? Atma alone is there. Negate what you are not first. Thereafter, resolve what you are not in yourself. Then you say, what is there is only Atma. This is called negation first, resolve later. Resolve everything in the self. How we are going to do it later on, okay? Next chapter, I have to do it fast here. This next chapter is for enquiry, vichara. This is not for vichara. It is only presenting the teaching, just the teaching. Therefore, the sharira bhedat, by resolving the body, mind, sense complex, everything in the atma, what happens? Urdhva utkramya. Urdhva means, urdhva here is param brahma chaitanyam, nirgunam brahma chaitanyam, the exalted self, the absolute self. Urdhva means uparishtaha, utkrishtaha. The exalted, the absolute self, Paramatma, Brahma Chaitanyam is Urdhva. Okay. So shifting the I sense from this Anatma body maintenance complex, they were resolving the I sense in Urdhva. Okay. Resolving it. That shifting is indicated by the word Utkramya. Utkramya means having shifted. Kramanam means crossing. Utkramana means shifting up, shifting it, lifting it. What do you lift from the body mentions complex? I sense. You shift the I sense from the body mentions complex. As now you see the body mentions complex as anatma, therefore not the atma. Therefore you have to shift the I from atma, I from the body mentions complex. It's called utkramanam. How do you do? Not physical shifting here, cognitively, intellectually, you shift the I sense from body, mind, sense complex as anatma, that is utkramanam. I'm having shifted it. Where will it, what will it do with the I sense? Resolving it in Brahma Chaitanyam is urdhva. Understand now? Urdhvaha. The shifting, cognitive shift which takes place. So, understanding the self being Paramatma, thereby cognitively shifting the essence from the body mind's complex, resolving it in Brahma Chaitanyam. Having resolved it, Urdhva Utkramya, what happens now? Amushmin Swarge Loke. Amushmin Swarge Loke. You shifted the essence, negated the body mind's complex as non-self, therefore shifted the essence from the body mind's complex, then resolving it in consciousness, not as Amushmin in this Swarge Loke. Here the word Swarga Lokaha means Param Brahma Chaitanyam, Nirguna Brahma Nirgunam Brahma, the pure consciousness free from all attributes. The attributeless pure consciousness is implied by the term Swarga Loka here. In the same way, sometimes the word Swarga Lokaha should be understood which context, what it means. It does not mean any loka, higher loka. It is not anatma loka. It is the atma loka. It is the atma itself is implied by the word Swarga Lokaha here. The Swarge Loke, no, resolving in Param Brahma Chaitanyam, resolve the essence in Brahma, the consciousness. Urdhva Amushmin Swarge Loke, what now? Resolves. The one who knows the self resolves his identity with Paramatma, Param Brahma Chaitanyam, which means he is no more identified with the Anatma, body, mind, and complex. For him, Atma, the substance of the substantive, I, for him, is the consciousness, not the body, mind, and complex. But what is body, mind, complex? Body is Atma. Pranas are Atma. Sense organs are Atma. Mind is Atma. All that is external to the body mind's complex also is what? Shabdaha Atma, Sparshaha Atma, all the objects are also what? Atma. All that is here is Atma. Okay? He recognizes that. This person, Vidwan, what happens? Sarvan Kaman Aptva. Read it as Sarvan Kaman Aptva. Aptva means having attained the indeclinable participle, having obtained, having reached, having attained. You can make it, you can break this sentence there. Sarvan kaman apnoti. For your, let me make it simple. Sarvan kaman aptva. Come on. What should you do? Break it there. Let us make a complete sentence. Sarvan kaman apnoti. Which means, jnani sarvan kaman apnoti. Atmajnaha, the knower of the Atma. The Brahmajnaha, the knower of the Brahmavit. This person, Brahmavit, attains what? Sarvan kaman apnoti. Sarva, what does it mean? He attains all the objects of enjoyment. He gets all his desires fulfilled. The literal meaning of this sentence. Wise person becomes the one who has fulfilled all his desires. Which means what? Once you know the self, all your desires become fulfilled as it were, as though. Which means, without fulfilling any desire also, the happiness, the joy that one can experience, enjoy, how? By fulfilling all the desires, what joy one can have, what happiness one can entertain and can have, what pleasure one can have, what all, priya, moda, pramoda, all sort of, all forms of, the all happiness, all joy, all pleasures, all satisfaction, absolute satisfaction. Paripurna triptihi. Paripurna triptihi, the absolute satisfaction that one can have by fulfilling all one's desires. If a person is happy by fulfilling a desire, this wise person can have that paripurna triptihi just by shifting his essence, you know, resolving the identity with Paramatma. He can have that paripurna tripti, absolute satisfaction. How? Without fulfilling any desires also. That is why paripurna triptihi, where is it? I tell you, how many our desires we fulfill, still there will be atriptihi, not even simple tripti. There'll continuously there'll be atripti. Atripti, dissatisfaction will be there forever. Irrespective of what desires you have fulfilled, what all you are possessing, what all you have accomplished, what all you have achieved, you know, how much of your dissatisfaction will be a continuous one. Atriptihi will be there forever. Atripti, atripti, atripti. Even if there was a 5-star hotel, 7-star hotel, 10-star hotel maybe, there also still there will be some dissatisfaction. Leave alone all these rooms with ants and bugs. Okay. Still there will be dissatisfaction. Why? Because atruptihi will be there along, always it travels with you. Wherever you go, swakiya eva, you know, your own shadow follows wherever you go. Why? Ajnanam is still sitting there. As long as ajnanam is there in your buddhi, so long will there be dissatisfaction with the world, with anybody else, with yourself also, of course. The dissatisfaction, one's own self will be there with everybody, with everything and anything. That is why the irritability, dissatisfaction will be there. Triptihi, atriptihi will be there, irrespective of how much you have accomplished, what you have accomplished, what you have achieved, what you have enjoyed, what all desires and wishes you have fulfilled, still there will be atriptihi. And here the Shastram says, paripurna triptihi, absolute total satisfaction will be there when in jnanam. This wise person is the one, without having fulfilled any desires also, he will have his paripurna triptihi, parama triptihi he will have. Why? Because it is why all his desires are fulfilled as though. That is why Upanishad says, Sarvan Kaman Apnoti. Sarvan Kaman Apnoti. That does not mean really he fulfills all his desires. Okay? We have to understand that. Therefore, he says, Aptva Letan Amrutaha Samabhavat. Amrutaha samabhavat. See, there's no greater luxury than reveling in the vision of oneself being fullness, which is absolute satisfaction. So here he says, this is so, sarvan kaman apnoti indicates the jivan muktihi. The wise person becomes free while living. And later on, amrutaha samabhavatu indicates videha muktihi. Amrutaha samabhavatu indicates what? Videha muktihi. You have to see, he attains both. Because there is no videha mukti, there is no freedom from the mind for good. Thereby, unassumption of the body is impossible if there is no jivan mukti, freedom while living. Isn't it? So, sarvan kaman apnoti stands for jivan muktihi. Such a jivan muktaha wise person, what does he do? Later on becomes free from bondage for good. Which means, therefore, because having resolved his identity with Paramatma, Nirguna Chaitanyam Brahma, the attributeless consciousness, now what is he now? What is the nature of consciousness? Timeless. Ajaha, Nityaha, Shashvataha, you have learnt all those words. Therefore, He does not need to become immortal. He takes ownership of his self being already immortal. He need not attain immortality, recognizing the self being already timeless, self being already changeless, already nityaha. No, is what? The attainment of immortality. Which means he does not assume the body again. There is no punarjanma for him. There is no rebirth for him. The tritiya, again he does not go to pratama avasataha. Therefore he will not have a body. He will not be born again. Therefore he will not be subject to death also again. This is called attainment of immortality. Is it clear? Amrutaha samabhavat. He attained immortality. Two ways. He avoids the rebirth. He becomes free from the rebirth. Therefore, he becomes free from re-death also. That's what is said here as he attained immortality. And recognizes the self being already ever immortal. Not indestructible. That's also what he said here as samabhavate amritaha samabhavate amritaha samabhavate. He became what now? Immortal. He becomes immortal Brahman, which means as though. He doesn't need to become, he recognizes. He attains immortality. This is what is videha muktihi. He becomes free from bondage of samsara for good. Okay, that is said here. With this, the second chapter is over. But you have to know how one enquires, the method of enquiry. How he only presents the person attained jnanam, attained moksha. That's what is said here. How he attained jnanam. That is going to be said in the third chapter. The actual crux teaching of the Upanishad comes in the next Upanishad, the next chapter, which we'll see in the next class. Okay? Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.